August the 14th. What is the matter with you, Makar Alexievich? Surely you cannot fear the Lord God as you ought to do. You are not only driving me to distraction, but also ruining yourself with this eternal solicitude for your reputation. You are a man of honour, nobility of character, and self-respect, as everyone knows. Yet at any moment you are ready to die with shame. Surely you should have more consideration for your grey hairs. No, the fear of God has departed from you. Theodora has told you that it is out of my power to render you any more help. See, therefore, to what a pass you have brought me. Probably you think it is nothing to me that you should behave so badly. Probably you do not realize what you have made me suffer. I dare not set foot on the staircase here, for if I do so, I am stared at, and pointed at, and spoken about in the most horrible manner. Yes, it is even said of me that I am united to a drunkard. What a thing to hear! And whenever you are brought home drunk, folks say, they are carrying in that chinovnik. That is not the proper way to make me help you. I swear that I must leave this place and go and get work as a cook or a laundress. It is impossible for me to stay here. Long ago I wrote and asked you to come and see me, yet you have not come. Truly my tears and prayers must mean nothing to you, Makar Alexievich. Whence, too, did you get the money for your debauchery? For the love of God, be more careful of yourself, or you will be ruined. How shameful, how abominable of you! So the landlady would not admit you last night, and you spent the night on the doorstep? Oh, I know all about it. Yet if only you could have seen my agony when I heard the news. Come and see me, Makar Alexievich, and we will once more be happy together. Yes, we will read together and talk of old times, and Theodora shall tell you of her pilgrimages in former days. For God's sake, beloved, do not ruin both yourself and me. I live for you alone. It is for your sake alone that I am still here. Be your better self once more. The self which still can remain firm in the face of misfortune. Poverty is no crime. Always remember that. After all, why should we despair? Our present difficulties will pass away, and God will right us. Only be brave. I send you 2 grivniks for the purchase of some tobacco, or anything else that you need. But for the love of heaven, do not spend the money foolishly. Come you and see me soon. Come without fail. Perhaps you may be ashamed to meet me, as you were before, but you need not feel like that. Such shame would be misplaced. Only do bring with you sincere repentance and trust in God, who orders all things for the best. B.D.